Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, previewing cattle on feed. We're back on that here in just a moment.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor. Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
The number of cattle in our feedlots continues to grow. USDA's next Cattle on Feed report will be out this coming Friday afternoon. The experts are expecting bigger on feed numbers, bigger placement numbers, and bigger marketing numbers compared to 1 year ago. One of the analysts out there thinking that perhaps one of those three numbers will be especially important is Extension Livestock Market Economist Lee Schultz.
When you look across the board on the three major, I think we're looking at above year ago on the on-feed number for August 1. Placed in July should be up about 3 to 4%, and then marketed in July, I think, up 4 to 5%. Why that marketed number is going to be a little bit larger is there was one more slaughter day available in July 2018 compared to in July 2017. If there's any real surprise in this market, I think it's going to be that marketing number because supplies are building right now from market-ready supplies and soon-to-be market-ready supplies. So if that number doesn't stay relatively high, we're likely to see this as a very bearish report. I think the market really has already bid into it, the large replacement numbers. We've seen the strength in marketings. And we've seen kind of that continued trend of 3 to 4% above year ago. But I'm really looking at that marketing number as an indication of how current we are in this market, which I don't think we're in any dire situations yet, but that's going to be a real barometer of what's going to affect this market for the next 6 weeks or so.
And one of the keys, of course, in 2017, and really we've seen it somewhat here in 2018 as well, feedlots able to stay current, that's a real key, according to Lee Schultz, for the next few weeks as we head toward the latter days of 2018.
Right now, we're heading into a real key period here the next 6 weeks. That's what the futures market's reflecting is a relatively large supply. As we get into November, December, futures markets are reflecting that supply is going to ease a bit. So I think we're looking at this report that doesn't change that situation, that maybe, you know, we're holding on to those cattle a little bit longer. That's going to push it more into November and December and build up those supplies.
Now, while Lee Schultz is thinking that the marketings number may be the most impact coming out of this report, potentially, particularly if they disappoint, Rich Nelson with Allendale is really, once again, focusing on placements. He says that he thinks placements are expected to be 8.7% over a year ago. That would be the largest July placement in 6 years, if realized. It would also mark 3 months in a row of higher than last year placements. High placements have been seen despite profitability concerns, he says. K-State, guessing marketings of July finished cattle lost $109 a head. Losses are expected to continue through February based on these strong numbers on feed. According to our analysts that were surveyed by the Bloomberg organization, pre-report guesses the average on cattle on feed as of the 1st of August, 4.4% bigger than 1 year ago. Just over 11 million head is their estimate. Placements in July, the average guess 5.9% bigger than in July this year compared to July of a year ago. We mentioned Allendale at 8.7% bigger placements than a year ago, but you've got U.S. commodities coming at 9.8%. As their guesstimate, and 14.4% bigger numbers than a year ago on placements from the Professional Cattle Group is their guesstimate on these placement numbers. Marketings, 5% bigger than a year ago, according to the pre-report guesses out for this Friday's Cattle on Feed report from USDA. It'll be out 2 o'clock Central Time. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.